I understand for the first time the walk for women's cancer is going virtual. How does that work?
Well, this year, because of the coronavirus 19, we had no choice but to do a virtual walk. We still thought it was very important to raise funds for the hospital to purchase equipment to be used in the prevention and treatment of women's cancers. And the only way we could see it to being done was by a virtual walk. We actually want people to walk because, as you well know, part of the prevention in cancer is by doing exercise. So getting out and walking is just a good idea. So people can walk in small groups, doing social distancing, with masks if they're not in their immediate bubble, and they can walk where they want and when they want, and for that matter, they can ride their bike or ride their horse. We want them to walk between the dates of October the 4th to November the 4th.
Wow, so hopefully more people can participate with the walk being over an entire month. So do you still have to register?
Yes, you still have to register, and you can register online at www.yvoc.ca, which is the Masca Valley Optimist Club's website. There's a minimum donation of $25, or you can also pick up registration forms at Le Panier Champêtre in Knowlton, at the Royal Lepage in Knowlton, Nettoyer Hull in Counsville, and the Pharmacie Jean Couture here in Calmsville. And also for people who like have cash and don't want to bring it to the hospital, they can also bring their donations back to Le Panier Champêtre in Knowlton.
Perfect. While you're walking, how can you show people you are participating in the Walk for Women's Cancer?
By wearing pink. You have pink streamers that you want to go along, you can. If people are asking you what you're doing, well, you just say you're walking to help fight women's cancers.
That's amazing. So you did mention that all the money donated is going to buy equipment for the hospital, but what exactly is the objective the Masca Valley Optimist Society striving to achieve with this walk?
Well, we're hoping to get over $1 million. As you know, this is our 19th walk, and we're hoping to go over the $1 million point. This year, we would really like to reach the sum of $50,000, if possible, and that's to buy laparoscopy tower for the OR. Actually, not the tower, but equipment that goes on the tower, such as the cameras, the screens, so that the surgeon can do their work.
Wow, and this is at the local BMP hospital in Cowans?
This is, yes, 100% of the money goes to the BMP.
That's amazing that it's staying local as well.
Yes, because I feel, and our club feels, when possible, it's really important to be treated in your community, and then there's less stress, less traveling. It's just all around easier if you can be treated in the community that you know.
I really agree with that. I also hear you have some incredible co-presidents. Could you speak about them?
Our honorary co-presidents this year are Mrs. Louise Penny, who, as most people know, is a very well-known and a best-selling author, and Dr. Christine Cadrin, who is a gynecologist here at BMP. Both amazing ladies and both very behind the walk.
And also, if I'm unable to walk, am I still able to make a donation somewhere?
Absolutely. It's not totally required that you walk. We just like people to get out and do a little exercise. But if you're unable to walk, sure, you can make a donation.
So it's very open to everybody.
Totally open to all ages, males, females, kids, everybody.
Also, if people want to share their walk on social media, do you have a specific hashtag you would like them to use so that you can see them or anything like that?
Well, that's a very good question, but sure, they could do hashtag Yamaska Valley Optimist Club.
Okay.
Virtual Cancer Walk, sure.
Perfect. So that's always nice to have, just in case.
Yeah, and actually, there were some members. There was a small group of us, and we really did do social distancing. If you go on the Yamaska Valley Optimist Club's Facebook page, Some of us did walk last Sunday wearing pink, but we were well spread out just to be careful of everyone's health.
Of course. Very nice to hear. Do you have anything else you needed to share about the walk, the Yamaska Valley Optimist Society, anything like that?
I just would also like to thank all the people who have donated over the years, and I must give a special shout out to Julie Coderre of the Pharmacie Jean Coutu here in Council, who's one of our sponsors, and financier Miguel Charpentier and Cote from the Banque Nationale, because they really do help support us in our walk. But everybody out there who supports the walks and gives what they can give, we appreciate it all. And it goes right back to your local hospital to help treat either yourself or your loved ones.
That's a beautiful message. And just checking not too long ago, I see that you've already made quite a good chunk of your goal. So hopefully, fingers crossed, you'll surpass it.
Yes, hopefully, fingers crossed, we will surpass it. We've done well over the years, and we're counting on the community again. And I know this year it's very difficult for everybody with the coronavirus. It's actually good for your own mental health to just go and walk and breathe in fresh air and keep going during this time.
Right. I 100% agree, and I'm happy you found a good way to still have the walk and have it virtually. That was a fantastic idea.
We decided that back in July with the main two people that organized the walk, Joanne Coitu and Louise Janina and Dagmar Sheriff, we decided that it was very important, despite everything, that we should have the walk.
Agreed. With the Optimist Club, do you have any other events this month, or are you focused on the walk?
We are focused on the walk this month. As you know, with many organizations this year, we weren't able to have our normal fundraising activities. We will be having an event which will be seen on our website, which will be a silent auction for purses, and it's to raise money so that we can continue doing our activities in the local schools and with the kids that need assistance in the area, either in the group homes or at the local schools. We will also be having our Christmas Angel Project. In the month of November, you will be seeing the Christmas trees in the local stores with the angels on them. And we're hoping, despite everything that's going on, that people will pick up an angel and purchase a gift so that some needy kid or young adult that would otherwise not have anything at Christmas will be able to enjoy Christmas.
I always do look forward to seeing those trees in the stores.
Well, those trees in the store are going to be there. I thank you for your support, and hopefully people are getting out there and walking.
I'm sure they are. I actually saw a few pink shirts in town, so that was nice.
It's just a nice thing to do.
Oh, it definitely is. I always try to participate every single year.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you so much for talking to me. It was very nice to meet you.
Well, you take care.
Thank you.